Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Right now on Earwolf, journalist and author Angela Chen joins Adam Conover on a new Factually to answer every question you've ever had about asexuality. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, Jess, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything and really... if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's Stitcherpremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
What's up, world? Welcome to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. We're here for the whole world. We're hitting all the continents today. Sorry.
Every single one of them can listen to this.
Sorry, those of you that we've left out till now. This episode of Off Book is once again brought to you by Woodbird. And what sound does the wooden frog make? Hopefully this episode we'll find out what sound the wooden frog makes. But we haven't so far, so who knows. We have with us engineer Brett, not on the frets, but Brett by his bed. That's like a slant rhyme. Engineer Brett,
feeling the sweat.
By a shower that's wet. I'm going to keep going through these until someone stops me with a better one for the next person. Engineer Brett,
as good as it gets.
As good as it gets.
Oh, and right beside me, I have Dana Wickens. Very good on the stickins.
That's very, very close.
Well, Brett's as good as it gets, so you then, can't so you can't both be as good as it gets.
I'm
you
sorry,
have to be
but.
Very good.
And then below me in the screen, although it's probably for somebody else, maybe to the left, maybe to the right, we have Keys of Scott, very hot.
Okay.
I'll wow.
And of course, throwing it back to neither a mess nor a rack, Jess and Zach.
I mean, she's not a mess. And
certainly not a rack.
Never have been, never will be. We also have two incredible guests who are very good friends of mine and incredible comedians and the hosts of Podcast The Ride, an incredible podcast about theme parks. Please welcome to the podcast Mike Carlson and Jason Sheridan.
And Mike Carlson, I don't want to only say one name. Sorry.
Yeah, it's so hard to introduce guests together at the same time when you can't literally do anything at the same time.
Hi, fellas. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
And yeah, Michael, thank you for putting a big picture of yourself behind you.
So what happened was I was playing with some high school friends on Zoom, and we were all trying to figure out the funniest bit we could do with these virtual backgrounds on Zoom. And I just put up my headshot. That's good.
I have the funniest Zoom bit. Have I told it on this pod already?
Don't know yet.
The funniest Zoom bit, I'm going to leave my frame, and Michael, you can screen capture the blank room where I am in.
I'm supposed to...
Yeah, I've given you a task early on in the podcast.
So I'm supposed to. Not only I've given you a video. I'm confused.
Yeah, you need to take a screenshot. You need to. Well, okay. You take a screenshot. You make me the whole screen. This is good because this is a visual. This is a visual joke for an audio podcast. Right. I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna get down under the desk, and you need to take a full screenshot of my screen.
Okay, got it. Hold up. I got to move some stuff out of the way of my screen, though. All right, now I got it.
I appreciate that he moved out of the screen first and then gave step-by-step instructions.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm poking back up.
Keep peeking back in to get close to the mic.
Oh, you got
to
go back down, Zach. Yeah, now you can't take the photo.
Get out of there.
I took a photo. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, my gosh. I switched. Oh, no. Here we got it. I got it.
Okay, now you make that your virtual background, and now you still have my identity. You're in the room where I'm in, and that's the best Zoom joke.
Oh, that's a good bit.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It really landed great.
The best Zoom bit.
Everyone liked it.
The best Zoom bit is explaining a Zoom bit to do for someone in a different time on a podcast. That's the best Zoom bit.
I just want all of our listeners to send me pictures of your Zoom where you have stolen your friends' identities to convince everyone else that you are in the room where they are in.
Hashtag in the Zoom where it happens.
Possibly the best hashtag we've ever used on this podcast. It's topical, it's musical based, it's very funny and very good. And it sort of has counteracted the bad audio bit that I did right before this, which is
good. We appreciated it. I liked seeing, we may have already talked about this because we did talk about your favorite reoccurring joke, there's a chair, that one's for Elijah. But I did see several screen grabs of people's Zoom Seders that had just a square that just said Elijah.
Now, tell me that's not very good, because now Michael is sitting in the room where I am in.
It's very good.
He's in a mirror. He's in a mirror room, but it's like very weird, right? It's.
There's also, I realized I took a screenshot just as you were going down, so I see a little bit of your hair if I move.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know. Oh, look at that tuft of hair. Oh, my gosh.
So it's kind of like I'm sitting on you. I'm sitting on your head.
It's like a photo artifact that people say, like, prove ghosts or angels are real.
Yeah, it's like those bright spots on the... Yeah.
You know, maybe we're in, like, you know, time is a circle, and maybe those old photos are actually now with Zooms, and we just have seen them in the past.
Oh, my God.
Arrival style.
Hey. Huh. Hey, Mike. What flavor booch was that? What kind of booch you got? That's a booch label.
Well, if we're talking booch, I stock up now when I get my pickup orders from a grocery store. I'm doing lavender melon today.
Whoa, that's a new booch. I haven't
Not that new.
New to me.
Yeah, perhaps new to you, but it's been around, I feel like, for at least 2 years.
2 years on that booch, huh? Dang.
Yeah. It's a long lasting booch.
I'm into those seasonal booches. I really like that gratitude fall one. That one's great. Is this good? Please, will anyone tell me, is this good?
This is good. Jessica, they can't. It's a podcast. They still can't talk back to us. It's fine. Everything is good.
Is this anything you want?
It's all of it.
For those who are listening to Off Book and have been fools and slept on Podcast The Ride, like, tell us about it.
Sure. Well, if you, Jason, yeah, I'll let you tell them about it.
Oh, okay. yeah. We like to say it's a comedy podcast about theme parks.
We do like to say that.
I mean, it's true.
We like to say that.
And I love it when you say it.
It's really about, like, what kind of hot dogs and treats Jason eats.
Well, Jason it's was about to give the subtitle, which is also very good.
Oh, sure, yeah.
It's hosted by three childless men in their 30s. we're very normal. We're very regular.
Basically,
as the people say. I have a question. Sorry, I want to treat check in real quick. What seasonal treats are we missing out on right now because we can't be in Disneyland? Like, what are the things that are now we're going to have to wait a whole year to get?
We are missing out. They were just starting a food and wine festival at California Adventure. Literally, they were locking down.
So sad. Like, were they going to do like the little houses like they do at the holidays, the festival of holidays?
Yes, that's right. The little Home Depot sheds will be trotted out.
I love those little sheds. Man, yeah, I do.
We really should. So we're the type of podcast that would spend like 2 hours reviewing the little sheds at Disney's California Adventure.
Well, that's
that's no joke. That is what we are. That is our podcast.
What we are is a podcast where I make Jessica do a whole song about little sheds. Yeah, exactly. So we're sort of not too different. Jess, can you do that for us?
Yes, I can.
Boys, I'm going to have you choose the track to which Jess sings this song. Your options are Jovial, Oiled Thunder, Opening Number, or 90s R&B.
Oiled
Thunder, okay, yeah. I think it's got to be Oiled Thunder.
This is a Brett
I think
jam.
All of today's songs are going to be Oiled Thunder.
Okay, yeah. We've never done this before, but we could just use the same track every time that we do it.
Oiled Thunder is a Scott track.
It's a Scott track.
Yeah.
Okay, Scott really crushing the naming game here.
It's no secret what you're going to get.
Really very pleased about it. Now, as you know, my songs play instantly, and it's a great heartbreak for me, and I hate it.
And we love iTunes. iTunes is our favorite music player. We have no notes for this sort of interface.
And I've never talked about how much I hate it on this podcast.
It's aged very gracefully over 20 years, you know?
My, oh my, it really held up. The time in my life where it was the only thing I used has not gone away. Okay, here we go. Oiled Thunder. About the little sheds. Specifically the little sheds, or I guess I'll make the call. Yeah,
I think only you know the truth. It is a song about little sheds, though.
Okay. Wow, Oiled Thunder. My palms are sweaty. I'm so excited. Knees weak, arms are heavy. Okay.
You to come and get with me and get a seasonal tree. We're going to California Adventure. The adventure will be for our tongues. Ooh, every little shed is gonna be so much fun. Little shed, little shed, little shed full of food. Little shed, little shed, little shed full of food. A little shed full of food. You can get a tiny shrimp and grits and a little chicken and waffles. You can try a beer pretzel with some queso. It's not awful. Try a hot cocoa, but the cocoa's got pepperoni schnapps. Ooh, that's just one little shed. So many other sheds. What do they got? Little shed, little shed. Little shed full of food. Little shed, little shed, little shed full of food. You can get a paloma. It's not even rude when you stop at the little shed full of food. And oh, you know it would have been so sublime for us right now to enjoy the festival. Little shed full of food. You gotta stop at each one of them. Oh, you know you got to. It's the little shed full of. Little shed full of. Little shed full of food.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Jessica, that's maybe the best one we've done so far. Yeah. And not only because Scott is clearly trolling you on the piano yes. with the ending of that song. With
get him, changes Scott.
And then three different movements at the end. That was incredible. I had to take out my phone to write down the line, I've got some seasonal drinks for you, my dude, because it's just a sentence I need to use in everyday life.
Thank you. Gosh, your support means the world to me.
The California Adventure needs to use that as their song next year. Yeah,
they should yeah. be so lucky.
Yeah.
That is not what I expected Oiled Thunder to be. Yeah, I don't know why.
I was picturing either.
Me neither, but I loved it. I loved it. I was expecting a little bit more of a country vibe. Maybe I was thinking Big Thunder Mountain, but it is much more like fun car hop, like Grease Lightning, yeah. Oiled Thunder. Oh my God, I just got it. Oh my God.
Oh, it's Grease Lightning.
Oh my God,
it's
Scott.
Literally Grease. God it's damn it,
it's Scott. Literally Grease Lightning.
It's in the name of it, it's Grease Lightning.
Wow, I'm a damn fool.
We're a bunch
Scott?
Of dinguses. We're a bunch of dinguses, and we don't deserve Scott this good puns.
Wow, Scott. We never deserve you, but we've never deserved you less than this moment. Wow. I can't believe you guys are so sweet.
You guys are awesome. It's more fun that you did not know. And
my God,
it.
I'm filled with joy. This is the most
lots
joy.
More Koi track titles coming next week.
My
I
God.
I'll tell you that right now. Okay.
I shouts, can imagine shouts John and murmurs quality.
I can imagine John Travolta dancing to that.
To Little Shed Full of Food.
Yeah.
In Grease 2 or 3.
That's the California Adventure right. commercial. California Adventure commercial, a 65-year-old John Travolta dancing to Little Shed of Food.
Could anything be better? If you start naming all the tracks like that, it's going to be a weird puzzle where we're like, okay, we try to know what the song is before we hear it.
This one's called
Sparrow and the Plummet. It must be Falcon and the Dive from Scarlet Pimpernel.
Thank you.
Whoa.
That is your assignment, by the way, Scott. You now have to go write Sparrow and the Plummet.
My gosh. Okay, wow. Those Little Sheds Full of Food are very good. I just want to say one more time in case it didn't come through.
They're not actually Costco sheds, right? They're Disney. They're just like the things you would buy in the Home Depot like parking lot.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think they're really from Costco.
They've certainly been imagineered within an inch of their life, right?
You would think.
I think they could give a little more theming. to be honest, if I have to review them.
Yeah, how do we punch up the shed?
Well, I mean, you could have little like Snow White type cottages. I mean, it might not aesthetically look right in the California Adventure, but like you could go crazier with the theming, I think.
Here's what I'll say for the theming is they are not themed. They are one thing. And it's not, and like one of them is serving like tamales for, and like, you know, the sign says like Feliz Navidad, but then, and then the next one's like Granny's favorite and it's like pot roast. And it's like, well, shouldn't these be independently themed a little bit? At least a little on
Granny's
the front?
Granny's favorite should be like Granny's house.
Yes.
Yes. It should be an older lady's house.
Yes. And the one that serves that you can get a flight of beer and you can get a pretzel with queso should look more
should
like
German.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
They could 100%. Epcot this a little. Okay, great. I agree.
And like the cheese shed should look like a giant wheel of cheese.
If it's Disney, absolutely.
Yeah. So, yes, we have notes for the sheds.
Is there an aspect of Disneyland that you just go, no notes?
Oh, that's interesting.
Or like maybe there's many, but what's the most?
What's
no
one
notes?
They really got?
I mean, like the Haunted Mansion, I guess New Orleans Square in general is pretty untouchable.
I have notes for the Haunted Mansion, though. I think there's a lot of plus up they need at that Haunted Mansion. I love it, but some of the effects I think you can't really see. They're a little blurry because they're from 50 years ago. Let's up the game, baby.
You want Haunted Mansion too? More,
you want to actually
more haunted,
be scared.
More haunted, more mansion.
If more haunted, fast.
Two haunted, two mansion.
Two haunted, two mansion. Yes.
Well, I think tricky thing about theme parks is what do you want to keep enshrined in nostalgia and they never touch, and right. what attractions are you like, come on, spruce it up?
Well, they've touched Haunted Mansion a lot.
Yeah.
The Madame Leota room is much different than it used to be, but that effect looks kind of outdated now. I feel like that they can do some crazy stuff in that room. They've added Hatbox Ghost, which was a legend for like 50 years. So he's like a new animatronic in the right outside the attic.
What's the legend of Hatbox Ghost?
Okay.
Well, actually, Zach, I think you need to sing it.
Okay, I'll do that.
And then, Mike can tell the real one. Sure,
okay, no, I forgot. I actually do know.
I'm sorry. We really want our guests to be able to call the songs, but I do.
No. You were right to do it. You were right to do it.
Okay.
Okay, so this is also hilarious because we have stuff like, well,
I mean,
okay,
I guess you could dip into older ones if you wanted.
That's true. But Jovial, a million different me's, a funk song, an opening number. Any of those calling out to you?
Very curious about a million different me's.
Got it.
Great. I'll do that. Yeah, I'll agree with Jason.
Brett, don't cut any of this. Brett, don't leave this whole pregnant pause.
Brett, you're really going to want to because this is the one that Jess put back into the Dropbox.
Is this in my head or are they really saying this?
It's not currently.
Brett, just keep it.
On my computer. It's about to be.
Brett, leave
Brett,
all,
all
this.
Brett,
don't cut any of it. We need it. They need to know.
Brett, take this and double it and put it on the podcast.
Twice of this.
Brett, too furious.
Brett's going to have a field day with this when the happy hour with all the other podcasting Bretts starts back up after quarantine ends.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so the track is Million Different Me's. The song is The Hatbox Ghost?
The Legend of the Hatbox Ghost.
The Legend of the Hatbox Ghost, okay.
In a mansion, there's a box. It's not filled with a jacket or socks. In the box, there's a hat. It's a cursed hat, and it's more than that. A little boy put it on, and this is his song. One day, a little boy, full of life, full of joy, woke up on a Christmas day. Nothing bad was in his way. Under the tree, what did he find? A new present that would blow his mind. A box with a hat. Open the box, put it on, a beautiful hat. He went out on the lawn to show his neighbors, show his friends. The horror, now it ends. Hit by lightning right away. Fell down dead in the middle of the day. His box wearing a hat. That little boy got struck by God and was wearing a hat. So is it so odd that he would come back as a ghost inside that box and stay there forever like the box was locked? He's just a ghost inside a box. He is there, and when it's unlocked, he comes out, and he's wearing a hat. Not a box for a hat, the box is a hat. The hat is a box, did I mention that? It's a hat box, and a boxy hat. He's wearing a box. It's made of cardboard, it's on his head. He doesn't remember why he's dead. He was hit by lightning, yes, that we know. But he doesn't know that because he's slow. He's just a boy, he's all alone. He travels the world all alone. What? He picks up the phone, but he can't make a call because he's a ghost. What is the thing that he misses the most? Feeling his head. He can't feel his head because he's wearing a hat. And he can't take off the hat. The hat is a ghost and the boy is a box. The boy is a box and the hat is a ghost. Hat box boy who's a ghost and a hat and a box.
Is that right? Is that what it is?
90% of it, you got it.
Yeah.
The hat is a ghost.
And the boy is a box.
And the boy is a box.
And you can see him when you leave the attic.
Yeah.
Struck by lightning from the hat he got on Christmas Day.
Yeah. And a hat haunts. A hat can haunt you now as a ghost. Which is scary, because you always thought it was just like a human spirit.
What we've learned is that, the Pope recently told us that dogs and cats have souls, so that's good. Now we know also that hats have
souls.
What's
up? What's that?
Oh, you haven't been tuning in the Pope lately? This is a couple years back, where someone asked the Pope, new Pope, does my dog go to heaven? And Pope was like, yeah, don't worry about it.
I mean,
it. Your dog's
famously
there.
Chill Pope. Famously chill Pope.
So by
Pope,
chill.
Yeah. By Pope standards, just so chill.
So chill. I mean, did you see those, that the two popes? You're like, I don't know which pope I prefer. I prefer this chill one.
The one that wasn't in the Hitler Youth. Is that true? No.
Probably.
I said that like it was a fact, but I don't remember if that is a fact.
I think it is a fact, but in a fact where it was like a lot of sixth grade boys had to do mandatory, like...
Sure. Who wasn't in the Hitler Youth?
Everybody was
Everyone on this
youth.
Call Everyone. Was in the Hitler Youth.
We had to do
well,
it.
Okay.
You didn't have a choice. Everyone went. If you were in Germany and you were sixth grade, you were in the Hitler Youth.
I think it was very bad still, but I feel like the reason why you're like, is that true? Is I feel like there's some... sort of lens on it.
Like
know.
He told us he hated it.
Right.
He was in it.
Yeah, he was
but
like,
he
but,
got,
I got,
but I hate it. But I hate
it.
Like when you have to go to band camp. Mom, yeah. I don't want to go to the Hitler Youth. But
he was
German.
Not like an Eagle Scout in the Hitler Youth.
Yeah, he didn't rise in
he
the
He didn't
ranks.
Make it all the way. He didn't get all the badges.
Yeah.
He did not do the community service, like the big project you have to do at the end.
No. Right. Which is so critical to raising through the ranks. And yeah. It's the project is bad. I can't stress enough how bad the project is and how good it is that he didn't do the project.
Say no more.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, please pivot this away. You can do it. If any of us can do it, it's you, Jess.
Thank you so much. Did you guys have a evolution in your youth about theme parks? Like for me, I there were a few years where I was like, I'm over Disneyland. None of those rides even go upside down. I'm a Nazi.
Is evolution done because white people have achieved mastery over evolution? I just sort of thought, what if I took your sort of nice transition away from the Hitler Youth and just turned it right back?
And just
sort of ignore what I said and just go back to what Jessica asked.
All right, let's get to some more wholesome, normal podcasting stuff. So what's everyone's Epstein theory?
Oh, God.
I could answer your question.
My thing...
with theme parks, I felt like it was always a thing I did like with my family. Like it was like a summer activity. And so like, I can't say I would really like, or I would do it, you know, I would watch specials when I came home after school. Like I don't have a lot of memories of like going to school and going like, hey, did you guys see this new thing is coming? Like, I don't, honestly, until I met like one or two friends in college and then later on Scott and Mike and other people at UCB, there was like a big trend of people getting annual passes. I feel like
I got one for the first time months ago.
Aww.
Hey, it's fine.
I sort of compare it to like, I always liked it as a kid. I didn't like go on message boards as much to read about stuff as I did like maybe comic books. But then in my 20s, I sort of applied like, you know, like if a guy is like really into like drinking, he gets into craft beer and brewing his own beer.
Sure.
So he can intellectualize
the
love of being drunk.
Right.
Yeah.
That's sort of what happened in my 20s with Disneyland, where it was like, now I'm reading about the history. Now I'm reading rumors. Now I'm thinking about it in a new way just to make myself feel like I have more of an adult understanding of it.
Well, one of the multiple, I believe multiple, but definitely one really fantastic episodes of your podcast is the deep dive on the Duffy message boards.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you talked about the message board for like Duffy, the Disney bear, who I know only because of you. Oh, you've got him. That's Gelatoni. Well,
this is Gelatoni, the Italian painter cat, a good friend of Duffy. He paints with his tail.
Oh, that's too adorable.
And these characters like never took off in the States as much as like in Japan, right?
This had to be imported from Japan. This stuff,
Gelatoni.
This plush I'm holding.
Yes, and in the deep background over my shoulder, you can see a very tiny Cookie Ann, who is a dog chef, exclusive, I think, to Hong Kong, or at least for a little while.
Wow.
Yeah, been introduced at Hong Kong Disney.
That's amazing.
So there are message boards with very intense Duffy fans that like, so Duffy has another bear named Shelly May that he pals around with, but they're, according to the message boards, just platonic friends. They are not lovers. And somebody on the message board is basically saying like, their love is a pure, perfect love. There is no need for romance. And then there's just like, lots of debate about what the nature of the relationship is.
Mike.
And I'm obsessed.
Mike, feel free when we can cut this out.
Yeah.
Well, don't cut this out.
Okay.
Don't say we can't cut this out. You can cut that out. Sorry, Brett. Mike, do you feel like you could sing a song about the two of them?
About Duffy and Shelly May?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. Sure. I could try. Because sure.
I feel like that's a really good well for us to explore right now.
Yes.
Okay, amazing.
I think that's great.
Okay, so let's get Mike a track. And I think it can be any track.
I'm going to listen to these. I want to see which one is going to be fun. Okay, so Mike is going to do a song about, what is the name of the other bear? There's Duffy and Shelly Ann.
Duffy and Shelly May.
Shelly May. And their pure love that is not romantic or
there's
whatever.
There's a character called Cookie Ann as well.
Cookie Ann, yeah, sorry, Shelly May. This is a song about Duffy the Disney Bear and Shelly May.
Okay. All right, here we go. If I run out of gas, I'll just stop the track.
Hey, you're going to crush it.
Okay. Hey, Shelly May.
Yes, Duffy?
I just want to tell you, I love you, girl. But I love you in a non-sexual way, in a true, pure, platonic way.
Wow, that's so nice. I feel the exact same way.
I don't want to have intercourse with you. Good, because I don't want it either. Yeah, that's right.
Tonight we're gonna go and have a picnic in the park. There will be no holding hands.
No holding hands, baby.
We'll just sing songs. We'll just chant rhymes. We'll just eat food. And all on your time. There will be no urges from me.
Oh, good. Thank you, Duffy.
But when we're sitting under the tree and you look at me, I won't think, hey, let's go inside and fuck really hard like two plush bears. We won't fuck hard. We won't fuck hard. That's not what we do. That's not what we do. I don't think, hey, let's make a child. Let's make a son. I won't think that. I won't think that. I won't picture our child's eyes.
I swear I won't, baby.
Oh no, we're just in the park having some fun, being real smart. That's what we do with our pure love. I swear to you, my non-sexual love.
Oh, that's right. Shelly May, do you understand what I'm saying? You get it? You get how not into you sexually I am? I hope you do.
I do, Duffy. But I'd like to share with you my feelings. Duffy Bear, I'm Shelly May. I'm enjoying, just be clear, I'm just singing a Shelly May. I just want to make sure everyone knows that, in case the voice was too weird, in case you didn't understand. I'm Shelly May now, is what I'm trying to say. A Duffy Bear, sometimes I think we could be so much more. Duffy Bear, sometimes I think about our son. Our son. Let's get real. Let's have a son, you dirty son of a bitch. I want to make love to you, you stupid bear. We've been sitting here under this dumb fucking tree, eating this stupid meal for 2+ years. Let's consummate Duffy. Consummate Duffy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Picture our child. I picture his eyes. I picture life with you, you dirty son of a bitch bear. Duffy, let's fuck you, fucking loser. You're pathetic. I'm giving you all the signals, you idiot. You stupid fucking bear. Read the room. Read the room, dickhead. I'm horny.
A perfect song.
Oh my perfect God.
Song, honestly.
How dare you come in like that and do a perfect song on our show?
How dare you take a 4.5 minute track and do 4.5 minutes of perfect songs about bears and thinking about their son in his eyes? We have to take a break while I recover from that atomic bomb of comedy that just got dropped on this podcast.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back after this.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast brought to you by...
What sound does Woodbert the Wooden Frog make? Maybe someday we'll find out what song Woodbert sound. Song? Sound. My brain is still melted from Mike Carlson doing a very, very good song about two plush bears. We have Mike Carlson and Jason Sheridan of Podcast The Ride. We don't have Scott Gardner, your third cohort and co-host. But yes. Thank you, both of you, for being on the show. And hey.
Thank you. Whew.
Thank you.
Whew.
Oof. I love to get a little Duffy out of the system.
Because
honestly, yes, I Lindsay, my girlfriend, knows that I like to make Duffy dance to techno music.
Okay.
And I haven't done it in a while. So this got scratched and itch is what I'm saying.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Wait, remind me, where are you guys from originally?
I grew up outside of Philadelphia.
I'm from the northwest suburbs of Chicago, a place called Schaumburg, Illinois.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So
I know all those North Shore suburbs.
Oh, yeah.
Willamette. Give me some Skokie. Give me some. Those are the two for now.
Have you been to Woodfield Mall?
You know it.
Yeah.
Come on.
We did a live show last year in Chicago, and the topic was Woodfield Mall.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, so,
So I think probably my question from earlier about like your a changing understanding of theme parks is more specific to like people who grew up. I'm from Southern California, so I grew up going to Disneyland a lot. And so it wasn't like a vacation. It was like we had annual passes, and there became a time in my life where I was like, I needed that coaster life. And so then I was all about living for Knott's. And then like around like late high school, you're like, you know what? I wish Knott's Berry Farm, I wish your trash cans were themed. I wish there was a little bit more attention to detail here. And that brings me back. And then it brought me back around to like the theming and the attention to detail of the Disney parks just don't compare.
There was a woman, her name is Tanya Norris, and I think she's around 90 years old, and she worked on the Haunted Mansion, and she like went to New Orleans with Walt, and they picked out like artifacts and like lamps and wallpaper for New Orleans Square and Haunted Mansion. And I saw her speak last year at Midsummer Scream. And one of the last things she said, which made a bunch of 30 something people and older applaud, was she's kind of like a stern English lady. She goes, Disneyland is not for children. It is for people like you who appreciate details, people who like can understand and appreciate artistry and details. And
wow.
Like, just like people. A bunch of older men being like, yes, thank you.
I knew it. I knew it.
I knew it all along. Yeah.
I do sort of have, I love going to Disneyland with my niece and nephews and trying to like instill in them the same love that was instilled in me. And I have like great memories of going to Disneyland with my family, and specifically like I remember I was, even though I'd been on it before, I would still get re-scared for Space Mountain. Mm-hmm. And when you pop out when the queue comes out and you can look down at the loading bay, at the loading dock or whatever, my Aunt Pam used to always make me watch kids getting off and be like, look, none of them are crying. Everyone is like pumping.
Everyone
their
is
fist.
Alive.
Everyone's alive. Everyone's cheering. Everyone had like a great time. And she would like walk me through it, you know, for probably like 4 or 5 years. It didn't matter. I would get like re-scared to go on Space Mountain, and she'd be like, watch the kids. So I love that aspect of it, but I also love going with just my husband on a rainy, slow day and trying to get in literally as many rides as possible.
You did that this last year and did how many? It was nuts.
I think we did 27 unique rides. And wow. Two repeats. Wow.
There's a variety of different days now I like. I like a friend coming in from out of town. We do 8 a.m. to midnight. We do hardcore, like max pass, where you get the fast passes. I'm constantly checking for better times.
Sure.
And then we go down for a night. Lindsay and I go down for a night and do one ride and have a drink at the Carthay Circle.
At the Carthay Circle. Yeah. Hell yeah.
So
that was a sort of newer version of doing Disneyland for me. That is the reason we got the pack. Cause like, I really like that. I like just being like, when Rainforest Cafe closed, that was very sad, because what I like about Disneyland is just being surrounded by a bunch of animatronic animals and fake leaves. And like the thunder happens every hour. That's what I need. That's what I crave.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need it. We need it.
So when you were growing up though, you, Jason and Mike, did your family go to Disney World probably?
Yes.
Mine did, because the flight from Philadelphia to Orlando is 2 hours and there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
From Chicago too. We flew Chicago to Orlando and had a lot of options.
Did you do the water parks too, or just the park park? Because as a person in California, I was always very covetous of the water parks that were on the East Coast.
We did a little Typhoon Lagoon action.
Yeah, we would carve out like half a day. Like if you went down for a week, we would carve out like a little bit of time to go over to the water parks.
Yeah, we did. We did. My mom was very scared, made us very scared. So she didn't want us doing Blizzard Beach because she thought it was too intense. So we had to do River Country, which was the old swimming hole.
Just a bunch of lazy rivers.
No lazy river. I don't even think.
A surprising number of like climb a rope over water.
Yeah.
That park also fed by fresh water. It was not a chlorinated water park.
Yes. What?
So yeah. Ear infections were rampant. And did they shut that down after 9/11? Like when they were shutting it down, like the health concerns were like, okay, people are starting to like.
That's been wild.
A couple decades, but it's been like people are a little more cognizant of this sort of thing.
I love how somehow 9/11 triggered like, wait a second, the fresh water for this I love that. Well, the parks hadn't closed. It's probably
right.
So if they closed, they were like, now's a good time to look at.
Yeah, like,
is this a lot of ear infections or is this a regular amount of ear infections?
Yeah,
what is a regular amount of ear infections?
Yeah,
it was a regular amount. There was just such a huge tourism drop off. They were like, well, where can we cut costs where we were thinking about it anyway?
Right.
That makes more sense.
Wait, the fresh water was like a selling point of the park?
Just like we don't have to run a full park. Like that's one more that if we close this park, we don't have to use the money on this.
Mm-hmm. It sat like untouched for like a decade too, because they didn't develop anything on it, so they decided not to even demolish it. So it was just sitting there rotting, and urban explorers would go in there with their backpack at night and be like, oh my gosh, I'm in here, I'm inside, it's crazy. And it's like, it's just, I mean, it's creepy, but it's like, oh, there's some benches over there.
That's so cool. I've never heard of that. What was it called?
River Country USA.
Amazing. Because as like, I've been to Disney World I think 3 times. And 2 are as an adult. Like we went once when I was 3 because we were in Orange County. So we were always going to land. Right. Wow.
Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Zach.
Can you do a song that is a tour through River Country, USA?
Yeah, sure. Of course I can.
Probably Jovial is my guess.
Or maybe opening number. Maybe a little a welcome in.
Okay, sure.
I don't know. I feel bad. Opening number is good and it's getting no love.
It could die and I would never be sad about it.
No, Scott.
It can get no love.
Yeah. We'll close with it. We'll close with opening number. Unless you want to do it right now.
I think I'd like to do opening number so I don't have to do another very fast one.
Oh, fair. Do that.
How about that? Scott's like, it gets fast. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. If it does, I'll love it. I'll love it and it'll be mine and I'll want it. Okay. River Country, USA. Mike and Jason, do you want to give me any other facts that, and they could be fake?
Jason said there was a lot of like rope, like you would like climb across like rope things.
Great.
With water. Let's see here.
Well, I'll say
wood, a lot of wood structures.
Great.
A lot of wood structures. And I was just going to say, like, in terms of our show, the Urban Explorer backpack guy has become a running character almost. Like,
great.
Well, we found a video. Yes, it is a guy with a backpack with an obscene amount of straps. you have no idea what is in the backpack, but they got in.
Yeah, or why he needs it. Like,
or why he needs it.
Is he really going to get, like, stranded in River Country and have to live there for a week?
Amazing.
It doesn't really make sense.
All right, here's Welcome to River Country, USA. Howdy, y'all. Hang on to your hats and glasses, because this here's the wildest river country. Come with me, let's explore at night. What do I have in this backpack? A bunch of snacks and a flashlight and a headlamp and a compass. Yes, two types of compasses. The kind that points north and the kind you use in geometry classes. River Country, USA. Quiet, keep your voice down so we don't get arrested today. River Country. Was a lazy river. No, it was a part where you climbed on a rope. And this you thought was a lazy river. Well, no, I'm sorry, it's beyond hope. It's another little canyon of rocks where, guess what? Yes, you climb a rock rope till you stop, till you get to the top by climbing a rope. River Country, USA. River Country, USA. Fresh water, so fresh water can get in your ear and make you say, hey, did I get an ear infection at River Country, USA? Too many ears for too many years. So now it's just me exploring at night, we're in the clear. Oh, sorry, did you want to take some notes? Yes, here's a rope. No, I don't have something for you to take notes. I just have this. It's a bunch more rope. It's a bunch more rope. A bunch more rope. Typhoon Lagoon, Blizzard Beach. Not for us, they're out of reach. Just a country of rivers with ropes that make you climb. And here for me at night to urban explore all the finds. River Country, USA. River Country, USA. I'm sorry if your ear's infected and you can't hear me okay. I'm shouting.
That was the song that Trek has been waiting for, Jess.
Thank you so much.
I would say that's part of Scott's latest like troll package of endings, but it's not, because that was one that's been in there from the very beginning and we just haven't sang it yet. What a classic opening. What an opening song. What a great song.
So good.
That's exactly like it was visiting. That's like perfectly felt like it. Felt like it. I felt like I was back there.
Not much to do but climb some rope.
Yeah.
Someone is using a weed whacker outside, so I'm going to go ahead and close a window real quick. So it's.
I would like to point out, and you can leave this in. Jason has a Watto plush in the back of his room there.
See a very small Watto.
Everyone loves Watto. Yeah, everyone's favorite. Slumlord.
Jason. Junkyard Jason yell at him. Yeah, he's like. Well, he owns Shmi and. Anakin.
Slaveholder.
So, yeah.
Everyone's favorite fantasy space slaveholder.
Yeah.
Watto.
Yeah.
What do you know?
Not much.
Wow. Ooh, very good Wada. I love
He's
the
cuter
eyes.
Than I thought he would be.
Yeah, much
so cuter.
Cute.
It's cute.
He shaved. He usually has the gross like chin hair.
It's the cute like Galaxy's Edge plush version. Mm. As if like a craftsman or craftswoman made these plushes.
I've been to Galaxy's Edge a couple times and haven't been on a single ride or attraction inside it because the waits were always too big, but I've walked through it multiple times.
Sounds right. Impressive.
Seems good. It seems good. I did watch a YouTube video of the lightsabers being put together, and it's a little much for this guy.
Yoda talks to you at the end of that too. He appears to you.
I don't have a problem with Yoda. I have a problem with the real human being running the show.
Well, do you like the wand ceremony at Harry Potter?
I was just going to say, this coming from a guy who I believe you and me have watched the wand ceremony and been delighted. Just you and me and no children.
The wand ceremony is great. The lightsaber thing is tonally different. I can't explain what's different. Other than at the wand ceremony, there isn't like a whole lot. And I only saw it briefly, so I really shouldn't. I may be misremembering. But the wand ceremony doesn't sort of like place the burden of a whole secretive like war on your back. It's just like, you're a small child and you're going to go to wizard school now, and here, this is the wand for you. As opposed to the lightsaber ceremony, which is like, here, you are now part of an elite group of like secret space knights. And I love, do not get me wrong, love secret space knights, love lightsabers. There was just something about the like, I don't know. I like the part where they put the crystal in and then it glowed. That part was dope. With the music swelling.
You don't like the pressure that they're
I don't like the banter. The banter is weird. Okay. The banter is not good.
You don't have to buy the wand. Someone in your party has to buy a lightsaber.
Yeah, and they are expensive.
They're like $200.
They are expensive.
Mm-hmm. $200?
I don't know what would happen if you were a Jedi and you were like, I want to be a Jedi, but actually, I can't. I have to just rent this. I can't own this.
Hey man, is there a used rack? Is there a secondhand rack or like a lease program?
You got any crystals that are like chipped? Do you have like I don't know, what's a bad color? A color that no one wants. Does anyone have like a
brown?
Anyone have a brown light?
Yeah, brown.
Brown.
It's like Obi-Wan pulled the thing out to show Luke. He's like, this is your father's lightsaber. I'll sell it to you for $200.
It would have been very funny if at the end of Rise of Skywalker she just pulled out her new lightsaber and it was brown. It had a brown blade.
That movie refused to let anything be regular. Everything had to be magical and connected.
Even and they say, what's your name? And she went, oh, Brown Town. That's my thing now.
Is it too early to call for a song?
It's not, Michael.
It's never.
Could Zach sing a song about discount sabers?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure, I can.
You can listen to the funk one.
Oh, yeah, let's go funk. Funk is good. Funk feels discount lightsabery, right?
Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, there might be some bad edits in it. It's a little sloppy, but it's
Love an extra hurdle to get over while doing Zoom musical improv. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. This song is an off-book funk song is the name of the file. The song is Discount Lightsabers?
Or Discount Saber.
Discount Saber. Sure.
Hey, come in the back. Yeah, no, just pass the droid over there. Yeah. You want to be a Jedi? I got a thing for you. If you wanna be a Jedi on a budget, I know just what you should do. Come into my lair. It's a lair with lots of wires. I got an offer for you, and it's over today. It expires. I got discount savers, lightsabers on the cheap. I got discount savers. My prices on lightsabers, they just cannot be beat. An Ewok, it won't cut through a droid. You try to use it to burn through a wall, you're gonna be annoyed. But hey, it won't cut through a Tauntaun or a Stormtrooper. No, these are decorative lightsabers, but the prices, they're just so low. We got discount lightsabers, lightsabers on the cheap. got a strong lightsaber, but I don't say bye-bye, because that lightsaber is red and scary. This one's brown and good. This lightsaber won't scare anybody when you walk through the neighborhood. It's not gonna scare Princess Leia. It's not gonna scare Admiral Ackbar. You can walk around with this anywhere you go. You can just go real far. You can take it on a Falcon. You can take it on an X-Wing. If you want a lightsaber that goes right through security, I got just the thing. I got discount lightsaber. Is it functional? No, it's not. It's a discount lightsaber. A lightsaber that doesn't get too hot. It's just a slightly warm beam of light. A slightly warm beam of light. Come on, a slightly warm beam of light. 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 It's just a slightly warm beam of light. A slightly warm beam of light. Yeah, I'll take 10 credits, 9 credits, basically whatever you got.
A slightly warm beam of light.
Yeah, that's right.
Very good.
Wow.
Very
slightly, you stopped, a slightly right? warm beam of light. It can like help cook things.
I'm gonna let a big fluffy cat out of this room real quick. This is just sort of that fun pulling the screen back of recording at home.
Sure. And I'll take care of my issuing my correction. It was just River Country. Water Country USA is a park in Williamsburg, Virginia, or at least was. So we were right on the water park. Not right on the location.
Hmm. Was it a Disney park, though?
No.
Just a water park.
Just
a country.
Just a country. Yeah, a country. A water-based country. Two separate water-based countries.
Speaking of water-based countries, how do we feel about the Waterworld show at Universal Studios?
It's great.
I love
it. Yeah, it's really good.
Very good, right?
I love
For a movie that like no one in the States could really care about. There's like a helicopter crash and it's great and it's a
biplane.
Big thing.
It's amazing.
A biplane, you're right.
It shoots.
Would I be okay if they tore it down to build Diagon Alley? Yeah, absolutely. Who are you talking to? But do I like it? Yes, I do.
But it's get rid of something else in that park. You know, there's a lot of
I have some information. I have not said this on our podcast, so if anybody is a theme park news junkie, I have some information here.
Oh, exclusive?
I'll
call it exclusive, but it was on micechat.com today, so I'm passing it along.
Right from the moose's juice?
Yes, exactly right. A exclusive from the moose's juice. Universal has continued construction during the pandemic, and Disney has not. So Universal is still building things in Hollywood and Florida, but Disney is not. So stuff will be still opening, as of now at least, on a similar timetable, perhaps.
What are they building?
They're also demolishing.
Yes,
they demolished the Whoville sets.
They demolished Whoville on the back lot.
They demolished the dirty, sun-bleached Whoville sets.
On the studio tour, before you got to the Bates Motel, there would be a section from Ron Howard's How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Sure.
And it faded in the sun real bad. It looked
real
like
quick.
It looked like shit. It really looked bad. But somebody pointed out because people look at like overhead global positioning satellite photos that Whoville is just gone. It's been leveled.
God.
Thank you for spelling out global positioning satellite. That's an attention to detail that really shows you are the man who should be going to Disneyland.
I have not connected that phrase with GPS in a decade. If you had asked me what GPS stood for, I would have been like, getting places, son. That's what it's for.
Well, I think that should be more what people say. That's a more fun version.
I'm getting places, son.
They're building, though, to answer your question earlier, they're building Nintendo Land in Hollywood.
That's right. Which is great because I can't wait to ride on Yoshi and eat Mario.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Well, I can't wait for it.
But the Mario Kart ride, you'll ride in the carts, the Mario carts.
Be Yoshi and throw a big shell at Mario.
Will I spin out on a banana? Someone's got to tell me. Will I spin out on a banana?
Jess is so scared that she'll spin out on a banana. You've got to let her know.
You've got to tell me ahead of time if I'm going to spin out on a banana.
Yes.
I will.
Yeah, I mean, probably. Yeah.
That's fine. As long as I know. It's not like I'm afraid of it happening. I just don't, I don't like surprises.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's say yes.
Who's your guys' go-to Mario Kart character? And you, and tell me what version of Mario Kart we're talking about, because for me, it's different based on which
It's
Mario
different
Kart.
For me as well.
Did we all Toad. Play 64? Toad was not expecting Toad. He's light.
Toad was good.
He's a light character. We're talking 64, Jess?
I'm always Toad.
No matter
all
what.
Versions. No,
a
no
Toad, a Toad, always Toad, no matter what.
I'm wow. always Toad,
never
no matter
peach,
what.
No matter what.
Never a, always a Toad, never a peach.
Never was, a peach.
Who made
my brother
that
would always
before
get there
I did.
First.
I,
did
it. I halfway made it, and you made it better. Thank
I
you.
Didn't. No, no, Scott. I made it louder, which is the sort of, which is the realm
louder
of white,
is better.
The realm of white men everywhere repeating other people's jokes louder.
Secret
louder.
It's the secret to good improv.
I liked it better when Jason said it, Jessica.
Yeah, no, I
if
get
you,
it.
If you had been a man, I would have liked it more.
No, I understand.
So Jessica's Toad always.
Toad always.
I love
16-bit Super Nintendo. It's Koopa Troopa for me.
Same
for me.
Same.
But if it's almost any other one, I'm going Wario, baby.
Ooh, yeah.
Whoa.
Wario was statistically the best in 64. If you had the Nintendo Power magazine, it would show you that not only was he the heaviest, but he also had high stats across the board. Once they introduced Paratroopa, the Koopa with wings, that was it for me. I was Yoshi up until that point. Koopa in the beginning, then Yoshi in 64.
In the last Mario Kart, though, I will say they have all the Koopa kids, which I was a big fan of as a child.
And Dry Bones,
which I have a big Dry Bones fan as well. But I was a big fan of Iggy Koopa and Ludwig von Koopa.
Yes, Ludwig.
So
yes.
I will play as Iggy or Ludwig von in the newest Mario Kart.
Ludwig had like the blue
big
hair, right?
Like yeah. Beethoven, yeah, like yeah, Beethoven.
Brett has only chimed in this episode to talk about the hair of fictional characters. He wanted to talk about Watto's beard and Ludwig von Koopa's hair, which I love, Brett. I love where
this
you're
this is my
at.
Role.
Yeah.
Ludwig von Koopa has an iconic head of hair.
He does. Bowser, not a ton of hair, but does have hair.
But
he does?
Bowser's wife must have had good hair.
Oh, right. So then give... Ludwig.
Right, the gene.
Good
right.
hair.
Right.
Yes,
right, the gene.
Pat, the gene.
What do you
passes
think that,
maternally.
What do you think they said to each other when they were picturing their son?
Or daughter.
They were said, "I want the eyes." I think they were talking about.
It's always the eyes. Let's
it's always the eyes.
It's always the eyes.
It was first the eyes, then it was I want to have eight, and I want to put them all in a different castle.
We'll put them to work immediately.
Who's the small, I'm just thinking like for N64, or not an N64, just for Mario Kart. Who's the small brunette Peach that's
Daisy?
Not?
Daisy.
She's not small. She's the same size. She's Luigi's
Aren't
girlfriend.
There little ones too?
What no, there are of? Babies on
There are babies.
On the Switch.
Baby Daisy.
There's yes. Baby Daisy and Baby Peach.
I mm-hmm. play as Baby Daisy. That's
have
a
I,
good choice.
Have I told our listeners
one.
To Google sexy Waluigi on this podcast yet?
Ooh. Please do.
It bears repeating.
Jace is doing it right now.
I'm looking.
I've scratched my iPad because I
oh wow
like was doing it so fast.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You shattered your iPad.
Sexy Waluigi. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Worth a look. Wow.
What I'm
he's
interested
got, got,
in
yeah.
There's so much variety in these results.
The one I'm specifically talking about is the first one. It is the image search. It sort of feels like
with
this.
Like this, the guy
oh,
doing
yeah,
this.
That's it.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah, that's
it's
good.
Very Alan Cummings in Cabaret.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I found a Waluigi where he's playing tennis and he's got a corset on and you can see his nipples.
Whoa.
Love that too.
I wow. My first instinct was to say, who's that for? But actually my real instinct is to say, I'm glad that's for anyone. Like that's God
so,
bless
so giving of you love
that's amazing
yeah
Show us your
sexiest Waluigi cosplay, listeners. Hashtag sexy Waluigi.
If you look up sexy Wario, though, are there? Oh, yeah, there's sexy Wario.
There's a great one. Wario is like a bear in this scenario. Like, I feel like the gay community has done really right by sexy Wario. That's the one.
Yeah.
So this is our podcast where we is there sexy Mario characters.
I do like this one. Wait, can people see this?
That's like an MS Paint.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's very
good. A good MS Paint, beautiful drawing. There, hand drawn.
I looked up sexy Ludwig von Koopa.
Did you get anything?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow, that is hilarious. Very sexy.
Look at that hair.
Gosh.
The pelvic lines are intense on that picture.
Anytime there's like deep pelvic lines, look at the deep V.
Deep gutters all around.
Goodness.
Look at the little teeth.
I'm sorry that this is so much visual content for you listeners, but you're going to need to take some time and look at some sexy
sexy Waluigi, Mario. Sexy Wario.
They're Sean Matthew. Could easily put this on the Earwolf
with the
YouTube.
Biggest butt I've ever seen.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Well, that single tooth is very charming.
You're charmed by the single tooth.
Yeah.
I feel like we have time for one more song. But I mean, I don't even know what to do. Zach, should I do half and you do half?
Yeah, that's good. I'll jump in. It'll be a nightmare for Brett, but that'll be...
We can pause. I'll pause after my first chorus.
You can do it. Or I'll just jump in and he'll know that it'll have to make it work.
All right.
Yeah,
We'll see how this goes.
What are you doing to your camera, Jason? What's happening?
Jason, that...
Oh, sorry. I was just readjusting the...
It looked like you were showing us a zoom in on something very on a butt.
On a butt.
And this is actually the funniest zoom joke is that close-up knuckles can look like a butt. And that's actually...
Oh, that's good.
I'm trying to get like a good angle. I feel like
Hashtag butt knuckles. Okay. We're going off the rails today and I like it.
I'm here for it.
I think I'm sharing. No, I'm not yet. Okay. All right, we're going to close out with Jovial. And do we call what it's about?
No, guests, what's this song about?
Yeah, it could be anything we've been talking about or something completely not.
Jason, you have an idea, right?
You know, I think I'd love to hear a song about Ludwig von Koopa's beautiful single tooth.
Great.
Ludwig von Koopa.
Koopa's beautiful single tooth.
That's what you were getting at, right, Michael?
No, I just wanted to see what you got.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I would have also taken his butt.
Ludwig von Koopa? That's his name?
Yeah.
That's his name.
Yeah.
Great. I'm the perfect person to start this. Okay, great. Here we go.
Would you like me to?
No.
You got it. I believe in you.
Yeah.
It's whatever you want to do it about.
Exactly.
Truth, I simply lose it for his little tooth. You know, gotta get me some. I really love that he's only got one. Ooh, I could stare for it for a while. I love that he has one tooth in his smile. Ooh, wee, yes, sir. I love it so much. Ludwig von Koopa's single tooth. Ludwig von Koopa, I wanna give you a smoocha. Ludwig von Koopa.
The hair is very good, but I mostly like your tooth and your butt.
Koopa! What a wild exercise.
Yeah. What a way to do it. With a delay.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Jason and Mike. This has been a total blast having you. People, please listen to Podcast The Ride.
Yeah.
Thank you for having
truly
us.
Truly so
thank
much. You. It's so much fun. Anything else y'all want to shout out?
No. Just follow our Twitter. I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah, that's great.
Twitter, Instagram, we're on Twitch more. We've been doing weird stuff on Twitch. And then you can find some of the odder bits of theme park paraphernalia and history at patreon.com/podcasttheride. We've got some truly bizarre episodes coming up.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You're going to want more. You're going to want to get on that Patreon.
Some unpleasant episodes.
Oh, good.
No, wait, funny episodes.
Oh, funny. I'm sorry.
Unpleasant subject matters, yeah. or deals we had to go through.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for listening. As always, we got Scott Passarella, a talented fella.
Oh, God. Dana Wickens, the plot thickens.
And also we got Brett Morris of Guitar Prorus.
Very good. A perfect rhyme.
A perfect rhyme. It's like he's a pro, but also a dinosaur. Very yes. good. Go, Brett.
Oh, yeah. Geez, we got Zach Reno. It ain't no thingo. Yeah.
We've got Woodbird the Wooden Frog. Someday we will find out what sound the wooden frog makes. Until then, we'll take it as it takes. That was a longer sort of rhyme. It was very good. I'm not going to change it and do a better one.
No, don't. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if you're picturing the eyes of your son...
You better hope you're not the only one. Get on the same page in your relationship.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You want to agree on that. Thanks so much, everyone. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.